From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session from afar. My guest today has just released a beautiful new record called Modern Appalachia. It's Sarah Siskind. Hello and welcome to JPR, kind of.
Hello, I'm happy to be here, kind of.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you. Where are you physically right now?
I'm in Brevard, North Carolina, which is a little mountain town about 40 minutes southwest of Asheville.
Okay, beautiful part of the country.
It is, very.
Now, how far is that from where you grew up? You were from originally Winston-Salem, right?
I am from Winston-Salem. I'm about 3 hours from there. Winston is right sort of in the middle of the state. And I'm now down in the very far left corner.
And you spent a good chunk of your life in Nashville.
I did. I moved to Nashville around age 20, 21, and, you know, went there for the reasons that most people in music go there.
To make money, and, right? To make a name for yourself.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, I was actually in Seattle at the time and trying to find a community of songwriters, really more than anything, and it wasn't happening. I mean, this was a long time ago now, so things have changed, but yeah, I moved to Nashville and was there for almost 14 years.
Yeah, writing songs and making recordings?
Yeah, exactly.
A little bit of both,
Yeah, when I got there, you know, I was super young and just wanted to have as many experiences as possible, so I started playing shows as often as I could. You know, I also had a job, so I couldn't do it every single day, but through that I just sort of organically found my path. I was an artist first and never really thought about pursuing songwriting for other people, even though it's something that I thought would be awesome if it happened. But
and has it been?
It has been awesome.
Because it's happened, right?
It has happened and it's been awesome and it's been the perfect balance to my artist side of things. I love it so much. I love, you know, songwriting is my first language. So I feel like I'm always going to be writing songs. I write a lot of songs. Like when I make the time, I can usually write a couple a day. And
really?
Wow. I don't know. It's just the way I've always been. They just come streaming out. And so what's cool about that is if you're making an album that only has 10 to 12 tracks, then, you know, I pick my favorites or the ones that I feel like are closest to my story. But then I have all these other songs that I've written that I just have, you know, little work tapes of that I can do demos of and send to other artists. And or if there's songs I haven't finished, you know, I send to other songwriters and we finish them together.
If you're just listening, my guest today is Sarah Siskind. She's just released a beautiful record called Modern Appalachia. Sarah Siskind, SISKIND.com is the web address. I'd love to hear a tune. I want to fill in just a couple of quick gaps of your background for people who are just now getting to know you. And feel free to take the eraser to any of these penciled down notes. But you had parents who were old-time bluegrass musicians, so that was kind of your first introduction to music. You started playing piano first at like age 4 or something like that. And by your like tween years, were writing songs, right?
Yes.
Wow.
That's all true.
Is it true that you actually had a recording contract as a teenager?
I didn't have a recording contract. I did make an album.
Oh, okay.
My first record I made when I was 14. Now I did.
Really?
Yeah, and wow. I did go to Nashville with my parents and meet with a big-time music executive who offered me a contract, but they wanted me to be a country singer. You know, they wanted me to be like a young Leanne Rimes kind of, you know, they get
you real... plug you into that model.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Or they get you so young, you know, they can do what they will. But I don't know exactly where it comes from, if it's intuition or something, but I had the wherewithal to say no, because that's not what I wanted. You know, I didn't want to be country. I mean, I have country influence, but so I didn't sign a contract, but I went back home and actually recorded an album in a studio that was a converted barn, and on one side of it was a music studio, and on the other side of it was an actual barn. So like these goats would like hit their horns up against the wall when I would sing. So we'd have to like go get the farmer to come move the animals, and you know, so that there are no active animals on the other side of the wall. My parents were really encouraging, and they lined up the studio time and everything. So yeah, that was my first one. It's wow. called Horizon Cries. It's on wow. cassette.
Is it out there anywhere? Can people find
you
it?
You know, people can. I have to put it back on. It was a pre-order item for my album. You could buy the cassette. That's all I have it on is cassette. I think
we gotta digitize that, man.
Yeah, you know, I think my dad might have. And I need to just get that link from him, because that would be a pretty cool digital download. Yeah.
Well, so, I'd love to hear a tune. Do you have an acoustic guitar in your hand today? Is that what it is?
I do. All right,
what do you want to play first?
Well, I think I will start with a song called In the Mountains, which is a song that I actually previously recorded on an EP, and it sort of took off and grew legs. Nikki Bloom and the Gramblers play it, and Larry Keel plays it, and sort of became like my anthem to when I moved back east. And so Fantastic. It's always a good one to sort of introduce folks to the new album.
Right on. This is Sarah Siskind on JPR Live Sessions.
Sky. I'm an eagle. sight.
That is called In the Mountains. Sarah Siskind is playing for us. It's a tune from her new album called Modern Appalachia. Information is online at sarahsiskind.com. I want to drill down into this record a little bit, and specifically the title, Modern Appalachia. So first of all, what is Appalachian music to you? And what have you done specifically to modernize it on the new album?
Great question. Well, I'll give you a really quick backstory on how that title came to me. I was in my writing room that I used to have in downtown Brevard. I don't have it right now, but I was in this room in this old building looking out over the trees, and I had the phrase Modern Appalachia just landed. You know, I could talk about this for hours. I'll try not to go on too long, but, you know, I grew up hearing the term Appalachian music as a very historical and sort of safe phrase. Like, Appalachian music is, you know, predates bluegrass. You know, we're talking about the really sort of primal mountain music of what folks would sit on their front porch and play with each other, sort of the original folk music. And it was something that my parents, because they played old time music, you know, I sort of found that kind of synonymous with Appalachian growing up. Like, this was my perception growing up as a child. And then it's a high lonesome sound. It's sort of a haunting flavor that comes from my upbringing and the type of music that I grew up around. You know, as a kid, I like would take naps in the bass case of my parents' bluegrass band while they played a set at a festival. You know, that was just my life. But then what started happening is, as I got older and having more life experience, I started realizing that Appalachia as a word is not always has a positive connotation. When I went to make this album, I was in such a soul searching place, sort of re-finding myself after being in, being married basically since I was 21. I was married a couple times, and the last 2 years I've been alone, and I've really been alone for the first time. But now I'm, you know, in my early 40s, and it's like, now it's like, if I'm not gonna really dig into who I am and where I am, where my place is in the world now, then I'm never gonna do it. So I started embracing Appalachian music as something that I felt was a real part of me. Mm. And I wanted to sort of feel empowered of incorporating it in the positive light that I sort of knew it as a child. So where the modern comes from, it means a couple things. One of the things it means is musically, sonically, you know, I primarily play electric guitar, and I really just was, I didn't want to hold back about how I hear things and how I hear tone and how I hear tension. I think tension in production is really important. And so I chose a jazz band basically to make this record with me. Mm-hmm. And I knew that they would push the envelope in the way that I wanted them to. So sonically, modern refers to that flavor. But then sort of socially, I also wanted to put it out there that Appalachia it's still a region, and it's still a part of our culture that continues, and it goes beyond what history says it is.
You know, in there you mentioned being a fan of Tension, and you have mentioned him by name on a couple of occasions. When I think of Tension in a player, Bill Frisell is right at the top of that list. He encapsulates that with everything that he does. And he is not only on this new record, but he appears all the way back on Covered, right? You've known him for a long time.
I have. We go
way back. And
it's
interesting because Justin Vernon's on the new record, and Justin Vernon at some point became such a fan of you that he worked to re-release that record.
That is right.
Yeah, it's fascinating how everything kind of intertwines.
Absolutely. I made Covered back in, 2001, 2002 is when it came out, I think. And Bill was my primary guitar player on that entire record. Justin found me because he is a Frizzell head, as we call them. So that's how Justin found me. And he got way into Covered. And then he started covering, Justin started covering Lovin's for Fools with Bon Iver as their encore on the Forever, Forever Ago tour.
Wow.
And that's how I then met him, because people started sending me YouTube videos of this band doing my song, and it was before they had hit, you know, so I just reached out to him. I just tried to track him down, you know, because I was like, that's so cool. I saw they were coming to a club in Nashville, and I lived there at the time. I was like, hey, this is so awesome. Can I come to the show? Can I meet you? Kind of thing. And he was like, yeah, man. And we went and had a burger and a beer and talked. You know, we were instant kindred spirits.
Sarah Siskind is my guest today. She's released a record called Modern Appalachia. SarahSiskind.com is the website for information. What do you want to play next for us?
Well, I just did a perfect segue there and I didn't even realize it. The next song I want to play is Carolina.
And, oh, the one with Justin Vernon, yeah.
Exactly. And this is a song where I just wanted to sort of do a narrative on the not so lovely parts of growing up in Carolina that I experienced, and sort of the human condition of this region. And it's not a sad song, but it's, there's a fine line between down to earth and underground, sort of the hook of the song that I based the whole song off of. So this is Carolina. Thank you.
close. And when you go digging in the dirt, get ready for what you fear the most.
Sarah Siskind is playing for us live today on JPR Live Sessions. That one is called Carolina. It's a song found on the new record called Modern Appalachia. SarahSiskind.com is her web address. As a songwriter today, how important is song placement on TV and film to help support a career?
Well, it made the difference for me over the last 5 to 8 years. It made it possible for me to do this for a living. It wasn't all that came in. It was definitely a huge part of it in the last 5 years. But thankful, you know, most thanks being given to the show Nashville. I had 21 songs on that show. So
wow.
It was.
It's like being the house writer for the show.
Yeah, it was crazy. I think film and TV placement is very important. It has been sort of a lifeboat for quite a bit of my songwriter friends who used to get more mainstream country cuts. What has happened is a lot of the big artists, the big country artists and pop artists, are writing for themselves now or co-writing. So that they can also benefit from the publishing side. And, you know, that's a very sort of business-oriented topic. But I think it is important when we're talking about songwriters who are needing an income, needing to keep their income going, is the pool of folks looking to cut songs that could, say, be on radio, that already got smaller. The film and TV land is not really going anywhere now. Exactly today, where that stands is because of the pandemic, film and TV has slowed down as well. You would think that it would be the other way around because there's so many people at home watching TV, but the studios had to shut down.
Right.
So we're seeing a slow in film and TV right now, too, as far as what they're asking for, because they don't have as much to place it in.
Hey, I know one thing that you are quite fond of outside of music and raising little ones is food. Closet chef. All right.
I am.
So to wrap up today, what would your dream pairing be of a dish and a musician sitting on the other side of the table from you?
Ah, yes. I'll tell you where my gut goes is the meal would be one of my favorite meals to make is pulled pork.
Oh.
With
no, we're done. You know, we're already done. It's perfect.
Yeah, right. Yeah, pulled pork with Lexington style sauce, which is East North Carolina, which is the vinegar base, with sweet slaw and collard greens.
All right.
Which I learned how to make those by watching my grandmother. So, and the musician that I want to share that meal with is Danny Barnes.
Oh yeah, right on. Fantastic.
Danny Barnes and I have become buddies over the last couple of years, and he's become one of my mentors.
Well, I'm grateful that you had time to chat with me today. Thanks for doing this.
You are so welcome. I had so much fun.
You know, we'd love to share a recipe on our site. If you've got one that you're willing to share, either that or something else, we'll just post it when we post our session.
I will. You know, I get asked for recipes a lot, and I'm trying to do better at typing them out. So I'll dig through what I have and see what I can
Fantastic.
Send over.
Sarah Siskind is my guest. Her new album, her seventh, is called Modern Appalachia. SarahSiskind.com is the place to go online to learn more. Will you play one more tune for us?
I sure will. I'm going to end with a song called Punk Rock Girl.
Ah, we know this because of the edit I had to make to this song to play it on the radio.
Yes. I never thought, I remember when I recorded this song and I said in the studio, I said, hey guys, does this mean that I get one of those black and white stickers on the outside of my record that says, you know, exploitive for whatever.
The parental explicit advisory sticker, right?
I was like, oh man, that'd be so cool. But no, I don't think it's just one little word. So, and just in brief, I was in a punk rock band when I was 15, and I wasn't that punk rock, but the band was, you know, I sang sort of over punk music, but it was a really fun experience, and I did go through sort of a punk phase, and as an adult, I wanted to write a song where I'm sort of reflecting on those days of innocence when you choose to be tough, and you can just sort of take on that persona. You know, you can just be tough because you're young and you don't know any better. But as you go older and you learn more in life, especially within the context of love and relationships, I keep thinking that the older I get, I'm going to get sort of tougher and not let things hurt me as much or make me as emotional. And it turns out that it's the opposite. And I just keep sort of getting more and more mushy and, gullible with love and all that stuff. So that's what the song is about.
Right on. Well, let's hear it. This is Punk Rock Girl. It's Sarah Siskind on JPR Live Sessions.
Why should I care anyway? If he doesn't look this way, if he has nothing to say after the fire, am I just wasting my time? Is my dollar just worth a dime? Have I convinced myself this time that I might get rich? I used to be a punk rock girl, singing in a punk rock band. Now I'm just a country pearl, and I'm slowly slipping off the strand. I used to be a hardcore chick with a heart of steel and skin so thick. Now I'm just a folk fatale, falling apart for the innocence of love. Why should I make this into art? Why should I care about his heart? We are just steps apart. strangers anyway. How did it even get to this? Why should I care about that kiss? Why can't I just not give a shit and be merry on my way? I used to be a punk rock girl, singing in a punk rock band. Now I'm just a country pearl, slowly slipping off the strand. I used to be a hardcore chick with a heart of steel and skin so thin. Counterpart to fear. I'm driving up, I'm stumbling in with blurry eyes and sweaty skin. He opens up the door and I say, hey, 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 hey. I used to be a punk rock girl.
That is Punk Rock Girl. Sarah Siskind is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. If you want to hear the song with every word intact, you can listen to it at our website or grab the JPR Live Sessions podcast. The new record is called Modern Appalachia. SarahSiskind.com is the place to go online. We'll have audio posted from our session at our website, ijpr.org. Sarah, thanks again for doing this. It's great to chat with you.
It was great for me too. Thanks so much for having me.
Open Air continues right after this.